Now, some businesses receive tax credits to support the research and development of new products, and advocates say this subsidy creates jobs. Legislation that just passed in the House would extend the tax credits for another year, and many high-tech and pharmaceutical companies want the credit to be made permanent. For member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports.
Consider this paradigm. Research and development drives innovation, which creates new products, which are then sold, boosting the economy. Or at least that's the pitch made by people like Karen Myers. She's vice president of CA, a computer software company that relies on the federal tax breaks.
We feel a real sense of urgency because we understand that the clock is moving.
Thousands of workers from R&D companies sent a letter to Congress urging them to extend the credit. It's slated to expire at the end of the month. President Obama has called for its extension at least through next year. But Monica McGuire of the National Association of Manufacturers wants the credit to be permanent.
Companies need continuity to know that the credit's going to exist at the time the R&D project is completed. I mean, in manufacturing, a typical R&D project will span 5 to 10 years.
McGuire calls the R&D credit a jobs credit, noting that most of the money saved goes to pay company employees. Manufacturing has shed more than 2 million jobs since the recession started. Still, even in a tough economy, the credit's extension is a thorn for deficit hawks. The measure now heads to the Senate, where debate on a health care overhaul could stall any action before the credit expires. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.